At times, you might find yourself in a wilderness experience, spiritually speaking. God never said it would be easy. In the wilderness, it may be difficult, hard, dry. But my friend, just know that in that time, God is working in and through your life, preparing you today for what may be ahead tomorrow, strengthening your faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Exodus in chapter 13 and verse 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. We find that God did not take them the shortest route or the easiest route, but God led them through the wilderness. There's a reason for this. Well, the question is, what had just happened? Well, we see that over the past 9 to 12 months that God had plagued Pharaoh because he would not let the people of God go. Over and over again, the plagues would come. The water turned to blood, the lice, the frogs, the fire, the hail, boils, darkness, and locusts. Then there was the final plague, which the death of the firstborn child. If the blood of the lamb was not applied upon the lintel and the doorpost when the death angel passed by, then the firstborn would die. The death angel came, and there was a great cry in Egypt. Moses called the people to go and serve the Lord. So all of Israel departed that night out of Egypt to go and to serve the Lord their God. No doubt a miracle had taken place. No doubt that the hand of God was upon Moses and Israel. And no doubt that this was a divine act of God that had delivered them from Egyptian bondage and slavery. And in the same way, we were held captive. At one time, we were held captive by sin. We were slaves of the devil and sin. But there came a time when the Lord called out to you. He told you to go and serve the Lord. And you said yes to Jesus. You asked Christ to come into your heart and life. You accepted the vicarious atoning sacrifice, and Jesus saved your soul. You've been delivered. You have been set free. No longer are you a slave to sin or the world or the devil, but now you're servants of the Most High God. Jesus led the captivity captive. You're now a child of the King. Life is good. God is good. And in our new life, sometimes we think that we can take on the world and the devil. Now, there's no doubt that you've had a life-changing experience. There's no doubt that you have had this incredible love and joy in your heart. There's no doubt that you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. But my beloved, sometimes in our zeal, we think we're ready for some things that God knows that we're not ready for yet. You see, in our zeal, we think that we can take on the devil or the world or the Philistines, but God knows you're not ready for that yet. You see, you have to learn some things. Faith has to be tested. You think that you're ready, but God knows that you're not ready for this. And many times after salvation, we find ourselves going through the desert. That's right. We find ourselves in the wilderness or in a desolate place. Not because God is abandoning you or forsaking you. Not at all. It's because God knows what is best for you. You see, the growing process takes place in the desert. It takes place in the wilderness. Moses was on the backside of the desert tending Jethro's flock when God called out to him. Yet God used him to lead his people out of Egyptian bondage. God was teaching him, best Bible college around, the school of Christ, if you will. David found himself in the wilderness land for many years running from Saul, yet he was the greatest king on the throne and a man after God's own heart. Joseph found himself unjustly accused and thrown into prison for 10 years. Yet he was ushered into second in command over Egypt and was used to preserve a nation during the 7 years of famine. John the Baptist was strong in spirit, yet he remained in the wilderness until the day of his manifestation. After Paul got saved, he preached in the synagogues that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of Almighty God. But then he fled into the Arabian desert for the next 3 years, and it was there that God gave Paul revelation after revelation. We can thank God for the mountaintop experiences. I'm not taking anything away from that, but it's in the valley that you're gonna grow. It's in that desert. It's in the lonely place, in the desolate place. That's where God is building character in you. That's where God is placing perseverance in your soul.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.